did you ever experience, and if so, how do you deal with writer's block?
No, I'm fairly prolific. I write maybe an album a year, like maybe 14, 15 songs a year. So it's not a big problem for me, writer's block. But my new album isn't even out yet. It'll be out in March, and I already have half the next album written. So I have very little pressure because I know I already have a backlog of songs that I think are good songs that will be the next record, maybe.
Just recently, you've released an EP, Making Trouble. And at the beginning of the next year, I believe, well, in March, you're going to release a full CD.
Yeah.
There's just a small time span in between. Any particular reason for that?
Well, I recorded the album in February of this year. We recorded 18 songs. And they all came out really good. And it took me a very long time to decide what to do. First, I thought I'm going to release, a double album. And I came to the conclusion that I believe the attention span, my personal attention span and most people's attention span is about 45 to 50 minutes. And then came the realization I had to cut out a few songs. So it was a very difficult process to decide which songs would be the actual album. And then I had five songs that I also think are really good songs that I wanted to release.
Upon reading your blog, I notice you always seem to meet and team up with friends at the various gigs you're playing. Mm-hmm. I guess you get to meet a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, I've met a lot of very, very good people, like you, but also also musician friends. Yeah. Touring in the last 4 or 5 years, I've met really, really fantastic players and great guys all over Europe that I thought, if I could get them all together, we could make a record as good as anything that's made in Nashville. Or, that was the challenge for myself. Can I do this? And so that's why I recorded this new record in Germany with my band, but also some friends, like a great Dutch mandolin and guitar and slide guitar player, Jan van Beinen. He's a fantastic guy. He's also on the EP.
Well, they say you have your entire life to make your first records, but then you have to make your second one. How was that for you,
Marcus?
There's some truth in that. Maybe my second record wasn't that different from the first one. I think it becomes more interesting after 3 or 4 records, because I think my first 2 records, maybe the third one, I wear my influences on my sleeve very much. You can tell very much that I'm very influenced by Steve Earle, or maybe there's some John Mellencamp in there, maybe there's some Dave Alvin in there. And only later becoming a better writer, also living life. You have your own experiences and you start writing more from your own perspective. You start seeing what's original about yourself and what's, yeah. I mean, the whole point of being a singer-songwriter, or the whole point of someone buying my record, is they're interested in my experience, in my thing, what I have to offer that is different from Dave Alvin or Steve Earle or Bob Dylan. It better be interesting, or else they might as well buy the Steve Earle record. And they don't go wrong with buying a Steve Earle record. But that's the whole point, to bring your originality to the table when you write a song.
Yeah. I think it's a bit difficult for both of you. It's a job. You do it to earn money, but not primarily. It's also an art. And it's always difficult to have some description between art and a job, isn't it?
I guess it's my main problem. I don't consider it a job. Commercial thoughts they don't come into consideration even. It's always about writing the best song I can write, and making the best record I can make, and then maybe I can start thinking about how to sell this. I don't start thinking about what could sell and then try to write that kind of thing. So that any commercial consideration comes later.